He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
What happened to that 15,000 support level? We're going to need to keep our eye on this going forward, aren't we? Because that's a major number now that the Dow has violated. Oh, not by much. I don't think it's time to run for the exits yet, but at least we need to sit up and take notice that the Dow is now below 15,000 once again at 14,972. The S&P 500 is down a couple points right now, 2.5 points. It's at 1649, and of course that 1700 all-time high is now a thing of the past. What is the markets telling me? Are the markets telling me right now? Well, we'll come back here in a moment, talk about that. The NASDAQ is up today. The NASDAQ has been very, very strong recently. I own a lot of NASDAQ stocks right now. Well, the NASDAQ leans heavily towards the biotechs, pharmaceuticals, and, of course, technology stocks, and that's where the action is, one of the action spots right now. The NASDAQ is up a point, actually 3 points right now, to 36.14. We have the 10-year yield at 2.85. Maybe we should start a pool here. How long before the 10-year gets to 3%, which is, seems where that's where it's headed? We've got oil up 4 cents today to 105, and we've got gold down $9. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management, San Diego, California. You know, when I checked out the app this morning, which I do from time to time, just to see where we're ranked in the world as far as financial apps from the Apple Store, I see that today we're ranked number 6 in the world amongst financial apps. Hey, that's not too bad. Let's just take a quick look and see who's ahead of us here. I always like to know who my competition is. We go to the App Store. We look at the top grossing apps in the world. We've got Bob the Trader, number 1. I've watched that. You go ahead and watch it for yourself. You decide for yourself if it's useful or not. Number 2 is Craigslist. Number 3 is Hewlett-Packard Finance. Number 4 is Real-Time Stock Tracker. Number 5 is My Weekly Budget. Oh, there's a handy app. I think I'll download that. And number 6, Best Stocks Now, amongst the top grossing apps in the world from the Apple Store. I don't think that it would be a top grossing app if it was not working, if it wasn't helping folks out there navigate through the big, tricky universe of the stock market. It's a big ocean out there, let me tell you. It is a big ocean. And you've got people beckoning from every harbor and every port to come into their port. There's the non-traded REIT people. There's the asset allocators. There's the gold dealers who hammer us daily with ads about why you should buy precious metals and gold and silver. There's the hedge fund managers. There's the doomsday newsletter writers. There's the pundits on TV. There's the value investors over here proclaiming their best buys in the market right now. There's the brand names like Goldman Sachs, Piper Jaffray, and other recognizable names that are telling you about their top 10 list. There's the mutual fund industry. There's John Bogle, the preacher of the no-load funds, index funds, passive investing methodology. There's the day traders. There's the momentum traders. There's the relative strength traders. There's the technicians. Everybody beckoning you into their little harbor. I'm not beckoning you into my little harbor. I'm just telling you to sit back, slow down a little bit, listen to what they've all got to say, and then you decide for yourself which kind of investor you want to be. You know, some people are just more comfortable having their assets spread around over a wide range of asset classes. That way they can't get hurt too bad when any one of those asset classes, kind of like having a diversified portfolio. Instead of being diversified amongst stocks, they're diversified amongst asset classes. The problem is there's only a few asset classes. If I only owned 5 or 6 stocks in my portfolio, if one of those stocks went south big time, I would really feel the impact. If I own 25 or 30 stocks in my portfolio and one stock goes south, it has very little impact on the overall portfolio. Now think of that from an asset class point of view. If you own 4 or 5 asset classes, and for instance this year 2 of the major asset classes have been hit real hard. The bond market, which generally speaking is people's first or second largest asset class, has been hit real hard. So if you've got a portfolio of just 4 or 5 asset classes, you've got one of them that's taken the wind out of the sails of the other 4 pretty much and has offset the gains. You've got another major asset class this year that has also been hit very, very hard, that being the international and emerging markets. China, last time I looked, was down 16%. Emerging markets were down 12 or 13% this year. That means that you've got 2 asset classes out of the 4 or 5. You know, generally speaking, your major asset classes are stocks, domestic stocks, and then, of course, exposure to the international and emerging markets in the way of equities, and then usually a big chunk of bond exposure, and then sprinkle in a little bit of the precious metals, and maybe some of the REITs, real estate holdings. Of course, there are some folks that think that the real estate REITs are the holy grail to performance over the years, and they have even a larger. They propose even a larger holding to the real estate investment trust. But those are basically your 5 major asset classes. This year, 4. 3 out of 5 are doing horrible. Gold is up a little bit this year in the stock market. Is having a great year. The problem is if you only own 5 asset classes, again, one's doing great and the other 3 are doing poorly and one's doing average, you've pretty much are down this year in an asset class allocation. But the theory is, you know, the years that they're down, there will be one that's really doing well. And that's true this year. The stock market's doing really well. But the problem is, those gains in the stock market are more than offset by the poor gains in the other asset classes. So I think you know by now, I don't think I need to beat a dead horse over the head. I'm not a believer in asset allocation. I'm not an asset alligator. I mean allocator. I believe in following the assets around and going where the action is. You know, there's times when the bond market is a fantastic place to be. 2008 is a perfect example. The bond market was up 32% that year. That's the ETF TLT. You can look it up for yourself. The stock market was down 38% that year. An asset allocation would have done a whole lot better than 100% return or 100% allocation in the stock market. But what if you would have really tilted things towards the bond market that year? You could have walked away from 2008 being ahead of the game. And believe me, there weren't very many people ahead of the game in 2008, but it was a possibility had you been in the right asset classes. And the right asset class that year was the bond market and other areas of the market, other small areas of the market. And the worst area of the market that year was the stock market, down 38%. So, you know what? If you don't use the app for anything else, except just looking at the daily rankings of the asset classes. Let me just take a quick look here at the app. Let's just see real quickly. How long does this take? There they are. Asset class rankings. Number one, small cap growth. Number two, small cap dividend. Number three, small cap value. Number four, international small cap. Number five, technology or NASDAQ. Number six, mid cap value. Number seven, micro cap stocks. And number eight, mid cap growth. Of the 45 asset classes that I follow, the top eight are still all stock or equity related. And more particularly, small and mid-cap stocks. That's where it's been all year, and that's where it is today. Where is your portfolio? We'll be right back. This is Bill Gunderson.
Laissez-faire is a great policy for government, but a lousy idea for investors. We have to pay attention, but some of us don't have the time or inclination, so we ignore our investments and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high-net-worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at Scottrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app. There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
You work so hard to build a portfolio, yet so many of us ignore it once we do or we tolerate lousy returns. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager. He manages individual accounts all across America. Now, if you're thinking his name sounds familiar, that's because Bill is a regular contributor on places like Bloomberg Radio, Fox Business TV, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com investment sites. Every day, Bill tracks about 2,800 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance. Bill focuses on the top 6-7% of the entire market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill will get you into the best stocks now, not the best stocks of yesteryear. Minimum account size is $50,000, and annual management fees range from between 1% and 2%, depending on the size of the account. All accounts are safely held in Scottrade.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
We'll be right back.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, where every day we try to keep you in the right places in the market, beginning with the asset classes. I can't tell you how important it is to be in the right asset classes. Have your asset in the right place, not the wrong place, right? I'll tell you, just look at the mix between stocks and bonds this year. A 50-50 portfolio, well, a 50-50 bar might be called the dreamsicle. A 50-50 portfolio is flat on the year, and it's starting to melt. That's not good. All right, how about individual stocks? If stocks are the place to be, according to Professor Gunderson, and they're not always the place to be, don't think I'm a stock jockey here at Gunderson Capital Management. I'll go wherever the action is. If the action is in inverse biotech funds, we'll go there. If the action is in inverse Japan, heck, I got no problem with putting a little money there. But right now, the action continues to be number one in stocks, equities, nothing fixed income, nothing interest rate sensitive, which includes mortgage REITs, which includes real estate investment trusts, which have just been hammered. These are all interest rate sensitive. And when you've got the 10-year yield now at 2.85 and seemingly marching to 3, we'll see what the Fed has to say this week at their FOMC meeting. You've got to avoid interest rate sensitive asset classes and ETFs and mutual funds and stocks. And instead, you got to go with the flow. Yeah, you can be a contrarian and you can say, you know what? I think interest rates are coming back down. So I'm going to load up in bonds. I'm going to load up in real estate investment trusts. I'm going to load up in mortgage REITs. Mortgage-backed securities, go ahead, be my guest. Be a contrarian. That's fine with me, but you know what? I just believe that every morning when you wake up, you got to look around, you got to smell the roses or the coffee or whatever it is you smell. We've got night-blooming jasmine right now out on our balcony. Boy, does that smell good. It fills the whole house. That's what I smell. But I also look around, I look at the real world of what's going on, and I look at interest rates every day. No matter what the Fed says, they've already kind of let the horse out of the barn here. And it's going to be real hard. I don't think they're going to get that horse back in the barn. We have seen a major jump in interest rates. Major. We all knew it was coming at some point in time. We just didn't know when. But you know what? Trying to be the last guy that runs across the railroad tracks, I see that all the time. I cross railroad tracks on my way to work as I walk to work. And a lot of times I go through the little crossing gate, but I don't want to be the last guy to go through the crossing gate. I make sure there's plenty of space between me and the oncoming San Diego trolley. But some guys I see like to play it close. That's just not a good idea. You know, when you know something's coming, why not get out of the way? All right, let's take a look here. Out of stock that you're going to have probably a hard time believing that I own at Gunderson Capital Management because I've badmouthed the stock many, many times. But I also said, give it a year. Let's see where it's at a year from now. Well, has it been a year? Let's take a look here. FB. I'm not talking fullback. I know it's NFL season and we've all got football on the brain right now. I'm talking Facebook. Gunderson owns Facebook? Are you kidding me? He said he would never own Facebook. No, I never said that. I said give it a year. Don't forget that it went public at 38. Here we are. When was it? The IPO on Facebook was back in June of 2012. So it's been a year. It's been a year and 3 months. And over the last 12 months, after the IPO debacle, the stock has done quite well. Thank you. Let's look at it first today from a performance point of view. Facebook doesn't have a 10-year performance. Facebook doesn't have a 5-year performance. Now, I'm talking about as a publicly traded company. Facebook doesn't have a 3-year performance. Facebook does have a 1-year performance, 12 months in the books. More than 12 months, actually. So we're going back 12 months ago today, which would have been about 3 months after the IPO. Facebook is up 92% over the last 12 months. The market's up 16.5% during that same period of time. Over the last 3 months, Facebook's up 49%. The S&P 500 is flat. Over the last month, the market's down 2%. Facebook's up 48.4%. Facebook gets a momentum grade of A+. It's one of the strongest stocks in the market on a momentum basis in the entire market. Okay? 12 months, 92%. That gives Facebook a passing grade when it comes to a performance point of view. Okay? A lot of you probably wonder, what's the valuation of this beast? Man, it's got to be trading at nosebleed types of numbers from a valuation point of view. Well, let's put it this way. It came public at nosebleed numbers. It got down to quite reasonable valuation numbers. Now, the valuation numbers aren't as reasonable today as they were before this big jump that Facebook emerged out of about, 4 weeks ago? But I see that the valuation numbers are still reasonable on the stock. Why? Because the stock still has phenomenal growth. It's had phenomenal growth, and it's going to continue to have some of the best growth in the entire market. Over the last 5 years, Facebook has been growing by 80% per year. I look at the most recent four quarters, 58%, 38%, 40%, 32%. And in the future, Facebook is expected to grow by 30% per year. If I take next year's earnings estimates, so I look at the app, 95 cents is where we're at, and we grow those earnings by 30% per year over the next 5 years. And then I really take some time and consider what kind of a multiple that I think is appropriate for Facebook. I come up with the valuation 5 years from now of $70 per share. I think Facebook has the potential to be $70 per share 5 years from now. It's currently at $39 per share. It has 82% upside potential. I require 80% or more. The next picture of Facebook is a 1-year chart. You take a look yourself. Facebook was in a sideways trend for a year. It broke out, and now the stock is starting to really steam ahead. Out of 3,511 stocks in my database, Facebook comes in at number 15, and I own it in my conservative growth large cap accounts. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back. Every day, I meet people who are so proud of their stocks, but so humbled by their returns. Is that you? Do you own all the famous stocks of yesteryear? GE, Microsoft, GM, Cisco, whatever. I'm Bill Gunderson, your next wealth manager. People tell me these stocks are safe. The only thing safe about them is that we can safely say that they have been bad investments over the last decade. We can fix it. I write about the best stocks now for MarketWatch, TheStreet.com, and for my newsletter. In the newsletter, you can see 3 model portfolios, one for aggressive growth, one for conservative growth, and one for income-oriented investors. Check out the performance for yourself. Not paying attention is not a good strategy. Checking out my newsletter is.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com or call 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST to get a free 4-week trial. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Who knows what's going to happen to fuel prices in 2013? With unrest in the Middle East and more disagreement to come in Congress? Not me. Confidence, though, is just a phone call away, and it's called the Fuel Escort. Fuel Escort is the latest technology in the automotive aftermarket that can save you up to 30% on fuel costs. So no matter what happens in the Middle East or here at home, you know that you're getting the absolute most for your dollar, cutting your fuel costs up to 30%. That's not all. Fuel Escort can raise your gasoline's octane 4 to 5 points and increase your horsepower by up to 18%. Fuel Escort is super easy to install and also guaranteed. If you're not 100% satisfied, return Fuel Escort within 90 days for a full refund. That's right. Call toll free 855-879-8394. That's 855-879-8394. Call 855-879-8394 or log on to FuelEscort.com. Fuel Escort, guaranteed.
Harry's career had gone, well, all right. Not every promotion had come through, but he was always willing to learn. Then, nearing retirement, Harry was asked to mentor a sharp young employee, new to the department. Harry couldn't help it. He detested the assignment. Mentor this young man? Support him? No, sir. Harry had earned his stripes. Now help some hotshot outdistance him. Resentment boiled, but Harry had no choice. He made himself talk with a newcomer, and to his surprise, the hotshot listened. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Harry spent the first part of his career learning. Then he discovered that in sharing his wisdom, everyone came out ahead in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
If you're a high net worth individual and want to stay that way, you have to pay attention to your investments. But some of us don't have the time or the inclination, so we ignore our portfolio and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high net worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance to find the top 7% of the market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at Scottrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, the FOMC meeting will take place, and we'll get some direction. I don't know. I got to believe that the bond interest rate has overreacted, and it's got to scare the Fed just a little bit about the fallout from the huge rise in interest rates. You know, we really had a burgeoning rebound underway in the real estate market. And I don't know if the Fed intended to completely cool it off like they did. Man, I mean, I think it did more than cool it off. I almost think it brought it to a screeching halt. The problem is the toothpaste is out of the tube now, and you can't really put that toothpaste back in the tube. The only thing the Fed could do here at this point would be to say, you know what, we're gonna continue our bond repurchase programs well into next year. And then the market would probably rally big time, the equities market. And you might see a 15 basis point drop in interest rates or a 25 basis, which would all help. I personally think they kind of overdid it here with taper talk. And the reaction, obviously, to that taper talk has been quite a jump in interest rates. You know, I've talked to a lot of people here recently that are in the real estate industry, and boy, they're crying the blues. Some of them have been devastated. You know, the mortgage guys are devastated right now. The refi market has dried up. New home sales have been hit. Existing home sales have been hit. Pending home sales. I mean, anything interest rate sensitive is really taking it on the chin. And, of course, the money leaving the bond market, some would say that it goes to the stock market eventually. I don't know. I don't know that a bond investor is cut out for the stock market. I just don't know. But there is a lot of money that's in the bond market that is leaking out of the bond market, whether it's the muni bond market, whether it's the corporate bond market, whether it's the mortgage bond market. And that money, you would think, would go somewhere. It's not going to go to cash. It either goes into hard assets like real estate, could go into banks for CDs, which you're getting a little bit better rate right now. I don't know how much of that money ends up in the stock market. You know, the theory is that this wave of money coming out of the bond market is going to fuel the stock market for many years to come. I kind of buy into that, but then again, I kind of wonder or not whether or not a bond investor, a person that's been living off of muni bond income, who's all of a sudden left the bond market, has, you know, the risk profile to go into the stock market. I don't know. Suffice it to say that the stock market is the best place to be this year. We'll leave this up to the Harvard PhDs to figure out where the money leaving the bond market is going. Maybe they should do some exit polls. Where are you going? How come? How come you're leaving the bond market? What are you voting for? Who are you voting for? Why are you voting for them? That'd be an interesting study, but suffice it to say, look, we just have to worry about our little portfolios here and keep them going and keeping them in the right places at the right time. And the right place at the right time this year has been the stock market. And it's been the U.S. stock market. It has not been a global stock rally. Just ask people that own Chinese stocks or the Chinese index. Ask people that own Brazilian stocks or the Brazilian index. India has been clobbered this year. Just take a look at a chart of some of the India ETFs. Oh, they'll have their day again, but certainly not this year. It's been all about domestic stocks. And more specifically, for whatever reason, this has been a year that has really favored small and mid-cap stocks. That wasn't true last year. And that certainly wasn't true the year before. The year before was all about large-cap dividend-paying stocks. But this year has been a risk-on type of year where aggressive profile has been the place to be. It's not always the place to be, but it certainly is the place to be this year. Now, more specific than that, it's been in the medical and healthcare-related sector, one of the strongest sectors in the market, pharmaceuticals. And even more specifically than that would be the biotech stocks. Another big biotech winner in the market today, one I don't own, one I came within an eyelash of buying, and you know what, I'll be honest with you, I've had bad luck with the stock in the past. This time, I should have went back to it. Insight, E-N-I-N-C-Y, as a promising new drug for cancer, and the stock's up like 23% today. The stock has been one of my highest ranked stocks leading up to this big move today. In fact, as I look at Insight right now on the app to see where it is ranked. Insight, I know it's in my top 200. Insight, out of 3,515 stocks, Insight's ranked number 50. That's as of yesterday. A month ago, it was number 960. All of a sudden, it came rushing into my top 200 so fast that it made my head spin, and I didn't have time to really consider it enough and buy a position in it. I should have, because it's breaking out today. It's one of the biggest winners in the market. Just because I don't own it doesn't mean that you don't have to, you know, you make your own decision. You look at these top 200 and you decide amongst yourself. I sent out a tweet last week about Insight. In fact, back on August the 5th, I said another biotech breakout to report. Insight, number 160 overall, no position. And I remember someone tweeted me back and said, this is a biotech that you have to own. This is the one actually that got Martha Stewart in trouble and put her in prison. I believe it was Insight. Because she had some insider information. I believe it was Insight. I could be wrong there, but something tells me it was INCY. Anyways, I'm going to talk about one that I do own right now. We're going to go to Los Gatos, I believe, is where this one's located. Let me just make sure of that. No, not Los Gatos. Close to Los Gatos. We're in Novato, California, the central area of California, close to San Francisco. Raptor Pharmaceuticals, RPTP, is one that I own in my aggressive accounts. I sent out a tweet on it yesterday that, boy, do I like the action in this stock that I currently own. How did I find it? The CEO tipped me off. Yeah, right. Now, one of their employees called me and sent me an email and said, hey, you need to buy our... No, I found it using my app. In fact, Raptor Pharmaceuticals has been in my top 200 off and on for the last several months. Can't do a valuation on this stock because the stock the company does not have any sales and the company does not have any earnings at the current time. That's why this one's in my aggressive risk profile. The company is a $700 million stock, small cap, high risk. What can I say? Sector, the drug sector, drug/biotech sector, because they don't have a drug yet. It's small cap, again, a sweet spot in the market. Domestic stock, sweet spot in the market. Pharmaceuticals, sweet spot in the market. Biotech, sweet spot in the market. Risk profile, aggressive. Another great area of the market this year. Valuation? We can't do a valuation. There's no earnings. There's no sales. There's no estimated growth rate. We're hoping that they come up with a hit up there in the labs in Novato. Performance of the stock. Well, it currently has a momentum grade of A+. The stock over the last 3 years, even though it's been all over the place. I mean, this is a stock that I believe at one point did a reverse split just to stay alive. It got down to $1 per share on a reverse split basis back in 2010, and now it's climbed its way back to $12.44 per share. During that period of time, those 3 years, it's delivered 60% per year. Over the last 12 months, it's up 155%, this stock is. It gets a momentum grade of A+, the same momentum grade that Facebook got. Another interesting fact about this stock, it's up 111% year to date, 2013. It's currently not in my top 200. It's number 296, but I bought it when it was in my top 200, and I still own it because it has a very powerful momentum grade. And if we look at a one-year chart of the stock, Raptor Pharmaceuticals, RPTP, it's one of the strongest charts in the entire market. This is a stock that I currently own in my aggressive growth accounts, RPTP. Not a recommendation, an example of a best stock now. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Every day, I meet people who are so proud of their stocks, but so humbled by their returns. Is that you? Do you own all the famous stocks of yesteryear? GE, Microsoft, GM, Cisco, whatever. I'm Bill Gunderson, your next wealth manager. People tell me these stocks are safe. The only thing safe about them is that we can safely say that they have been bad investments over the last decade. We can fix it. I write about the best stocks now for MarketWatch, TheStreet.com, and for my newsletter. In the newsletter, you can see three model portfolios, one for aggressive growth, one for conservative growth, and one for income-oriented investors. Check out the performance for yourself. Not paying attention is not a good strategy. Checking out my newsletter is.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com or call 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST to get a free four-week trial. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime, a crime that's become so complex, you simply can't fight it alone. Your personal and financial information is everywhere. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Visit LifeLock.com now or call and mention promo code Prager to get a special 10% discount. Call 1-800-921-3820. 1-800-921-3820. 1-800-921-3820. See LifeLock.com for details. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
For years, Be Safe Online Internet Filters has been helping families after they had an internet crisis. A wife caught her husband looking at inappropriate websites. A teen is bullied in an instant message conversation, or a child accidentally clicks through to an adult website. Yes, those families installed Be Safe after the fact, and it helped them. But in many of those cases, damage had already been done to marriages or innocent minds. That's why Be Safe Online wants to protect your family online before something like this happens. Don't be a victim. Go to BeSafe.com today and download the filter, give it an iParenting Media Award for Greatest Products of 2007. Be Safe Online really does have a passion for keeping families, your family, safe online. Go to BeSafeOnline.com today. Be Safe Online comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Download today the letter BeSafeOnline.com. That's BeSafeOnline.com.
If you're a high net worth individual and want to stay that way, you have to pay attention to your investments. But some of us don't have the time or the inclination, so we ignore our portfolio and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high net worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance to find the top 7% of the market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at
gut trade, visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. I want to talk a little bit in this last segment of the show about 401ks. I would say that the vast majority of people that have involvement in the stock market in any way is through their 401k at work. And you know, 401ks come in all shapes and sizes. But most 401ks, even though there's a movement away from this, most 401ks offer to their employees a menu. Usually, I don't know, 12 to 20 mutual funds. Almost every 401k's got the PIMCO Total Return Fund in it. Many 401ks have Fidelity Contra Fund and other similar types of funds. Some 401ks have a wide array, the entire universe of mutual funds. We're starting to crank up the gears once again to finish our mutual fund app, which would have about 5,000 or 6,000 mutual funds in it and rank them on a daily basis. If you have that wide array of mutual funds, that would be a very handy tool for you to stay in the right areas of the market. Government workers have thrift savings plans that have very basic choices like small cap stocks, S&P 500, international stocks, bonds, just maybe six or seven, eight choices. And now even some 401ks are allowing their employees, I think because of the clamor out there and the noise they're making, wanting a greater range of choices, they want to be able to invest in stocks and even options, play around a little bit with their 401ks. A lot of companies don't allow that. I would say the majority of companies don't allow it. But I know that, for instance, Qualcomm allows their employees to invest in individual stock portfolios. This next thing I would say about 401ks is this is one of the best benefits that you have as a worker, as an employee of a company. I know the two-week vacation and the overtime pay and the health insurance or whatever else there is, but you know what? That 401k is going to come in real handy someday when it's time to travel the country in your RV and your poodle. You know, what the heck? Visit all the ballparks across America. Catch one of each kind of fish, walleye, pike, rainbow trout, largemouth bass, striped bass, as you travel across America. Red ear sunfish, they're good to eat in a frying pan, not bad with some fried potatoes. Your 401k should not be taken lightly. Number one, you should put the maximum that you can possibly put in. You know what? Just do the maximum. It works out. Figure out your budget. Figure out how you can put away that 10 or 11 or whatever the max is they allow you to put away every month in your 401k. Just do it. Bite the bullet. You'll thank me someday. Okay? And then at some point in time, you've got to then choose amongst the various choices that you have. The asset class choice is very, very important. I'm not a believer in these target funds because what are they? They're asset allocation funds. They've done okay over the last 10 years because they've had the bond market on their side and falling interest rates. But going forward, I think they're going to really struggle because you're not going to have the wind at your back anymore. So it's important to have your 401k invested in the right asset classes at any given point in time. And I touch on that every single week in my newsletter. Every Monday on the show, Monday and Tuesday, I go over the basic asset classes. I also have a mutual fund model portfolio that I created because I realize that's what a lot of people have to choose from. That thing was up 18, it's been up between 18 to 20% here recently. You can follow along with that and come up with the closest matches that you can in your 401k. And if you have just the basic available to you, I even have a basic 401k mutual fund type of model portfolio in my newsletter. Because I realize that this is a huge area. I can't really help you with your 401ks. You know, I tried it for a while, trying to help people out and give them advice. It's just, it takes me away. It's too time consuming. You know, I'm better having the accounts that are here at Scottrade. I manage those. And I created the model portfolios in my newsletter to help folks that have 401ks. There's really nothing in it for me other than trying to help you be in the right places at the right time. Oh, you might subscribe to my newsletter, I guess. There is a benefit for me if you choose to follow along. But you know what? Even the free newsletter that I offer every single week goes over the asset classes, the sectors of the market, and that should be enough to guide you in your 401k. And if you want more specific advice, obviously I have the model portfolios that are mutual fund related, and I'm working on the app, which is the mutual fund app, the Best Mutual Funds Now app. And so those tools are there to help those of you who have 401k. So you can go to my website, which is pwstreet.com. Check out the newsletter. I mean, the first 4 weeks we send out the full Monty, 38 pages, but I try to make it entertaining and easy to understand. It's big type and big charts and big pictures, and that ought to help you a lot with your 401k, pwstreet.com. And of course, when you retire, when you leave your place of employment, you can take that money with you. You can roll it over into an IRA, a personal IRA, take control of it, and then you can have me manage it in a stock portfolio or mutual fund portfolio or whatever you prefer. I manage a lot of rollover IRAs here at Gunderson Capital Management. If you'd like to talk to us about that, 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. And again, to get on our weekly mailing list, we send out thousands of newsletters. As soon as I get them done, I try to get them done Friday night if I can. It's not always possible. Most times I send out the newsletter sometime late Saturday morning, Pacific Coast time. And you can get on the mailing list again by going to our website at pwstreet.com. And you might want to just peruse the website a little bit. We have our good stock, bad stock page. They're all in alphabetical order. You can look up a whole heck of a lot of stocks and see what I've had to say about them lately. And, of course, the app, number 6 in the world today on the Apple Store in the financial category. The Best Stocks Now app, the Best Stocks Now newsletter, the Best Stocks Now radio show.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.